Welcome to the Altus Group podcast series. Ross Witkenhaus, Vice President of Strategic Development for Altus Group, is speaking with Donna Schaefer, a Managing Director with CityLine Partners, about the overall development plans and timing for Scott's Run and Arbor Row and Tysons, and much more. And with that, we'll hand it to Ross.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. And Donna, thank you so much for joining us today. It's really good to speak with you. Glad to be having a discussion with you. And as Matt had mentioned, you've got a couple development projects on the horizon here, one being Arbor Row and the other Scott's Run, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on some of these details, but, you know, collectively, it's just about 50 acres worth of development, developable land, and interestingly, they are bookending the Jones Branch Connector, which for all of our listeners out there is a bit of an infrastructure play to connect Jones Branch here in Tysons across 495 through and around kind of the Capital One site, terminating at Dolly Madison Chain Bridge, which on the other end of that is the Scott's Run development. So there's some significant development there and some very interesting infrastructure play. And Don, I'm looking forward to speaking with you about that. One of the questions that I have for you is, given those two sites, did you guys have the foresight of knowing that, you know, there would be some type of connection across those roads? And in terms of site selection and site control in those two projects, did you guys have the foresight? Was part of the Jones Branch Connector, was that really part of the decision, or did this just kind of come together organically?
The Jones Branch Connector was known at the time of our acquisition. And in fact, sort of strategically, one of the big drivers on our acquisitions is infrastructure. You know, we knew the express lanes had just delivered, Metro Rail's coming, and the Jones Branch Connector was a big part of that piece. So we knew it was coming. There had been a little blip in funding. I think part of the federal grant may have expired, but we knew it was all going to happen. And so absolutely, it was a piece of our decision.
That's great. Well, it was a very smart one, and I think as it plays out over the next decade, I'm sure you guys are going to be very happy with that. And for our listeners, can you give us just a very quick rundown of the overall development plans and timing associated with both sites?
Sure. So big picture, the projects and then the individual sites within them will deliver on an as-needed basis. They are not programs such that they have to deliver in any particular sequence or at any particular time. Now, Arbor Row is about 2.5 million square feet of mixed-use development. We have Nouvelle's already delivered there, as you know, apartment complex. We have coming in next to that, Sunny Small with Renaissance will be delivering condominium units. We have then next to that an office site. Then just past that, I'm really excited. We're just starting to whisper about it, so I'm sort of breaking some news here. But
all right,
we have a deal with a user group in Chicago called Mather, and they are on the forefront of aging in place. Mm-hmm. And it's a private foundation, so we are working with them to deliver a over 600,000 square foot senior living community. It is going to be,
wow,
just truly state of the art, iconic architecture. I can't wait till we can publish some images. We have submitted our plan to the county, and so that FDP is moving forward now.
That's fantastic.
Continuing down the block it's something that our comprehensive plan didn't really contemplate. It was really a missing piece of the puzzle when you think about mm-hmm. a city and all the component parts. You have to provide for that community. So,
right,
really
diversified housing stock, sure.
Yep, to be bringing that to Arbor Row. Then just beyond what will be our Mather community is another multifamily site. We sold that to Home Properties. It is since in the process of a retrade going on with another group. I'm not privy to that since we don't own it anymore. But mm-hmm. So that's 2.5 million square feet. That kind of wraps up Arbor Row over here inside the Beltway. Scott's Run North on the north side of 123, where that fantastic Jones Branch connector touches
right.
down. That will be between 1.2 and 1.5 million square feet mixed-use development, roughly 50-50 between office and residential. And then moving over across 123 to Scotts Run South, that's about 6.5 million square feet mixed-use, again, roughly 50-50 split between commercial and residential.
Wow. Both huge sites. I mean, in their own right.
And in terms of deliveries, we have a hotel, which we are excited to have an FDP moving forward with the county on, and that's with a private hotel group. It'll be a boutique hotel called The Archer. They have mm-hmm. one in New York City, which on any given day is consistently within the top 20 of TripAdvisor's hotels in the city, and you think about all the hundreds of hotels in New York City, so it's going to be
crowded
market. That's a crowded market. It's going to be a fantastic add to Tysons. We're so excited to see them land here. And let's see, we have our multifamily project moving forward. We'll have a hearing on that just after the first of the year. That will have about, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 350 apartments. We're still sort of working that out, and about 70,000 square feet of retail. So
okay.
that will be the first real placemaking over here inside the Beltway at this McLean Metro station.
Yeah, and placemaking has been, you know, really a topic of conversation. We've done a number of podcasts with a lot of the usual suspects here that are developing in Tysons, and there is that discussion of placemaking and neighborhoods. And it seems like you guys obviously planning around infrastructure and thinking in terms of the overall comprehensive master plan here in Tysons, that you are truly trying to create kind of a neighborhood concept in both projects. I guess that's safe to say.
Absolutely. That was a big part of our master planning efforts in Scotts Run and in Arbor Row. In Arbor Row, you can see that today versus Scotts Run. It takes a little bit more of a vision to get there. Arbor Row is going to connect with all the great amenities at the Galleria, and then so that's in the near term. In the long term, as that interior part of Tysons begins to develop and has a strong focus on residential, you know, lower rise residential, you will see a connectivity there. We built the two Litton Turfed athletic fields and mm-hmm. the Stream Valley Park, again, to sort of, you know, begin to knit together the fabric of a community. And over
yep.
here in Scotts Run, I'm sorry, you go.
Okay. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Over here in Scotts Run, we have fantastic corporate neighbors. You know, we've got MITRE, Northrop Grumman, Cap One, but we don't have that place. And so we named our project Scotts Run because we're going to, as part of our plan, redevelop and do Stream Valley restoration work on Scotts Run so that it will be really the only naturally occurring water amenity anywhere in the heart of Tysons. And so we will build around that and really build off of that.
So is sustainability in design and development a big focus for you guys in both of these projects?
Oh, yeah, that will be start to finish. Over here at Scotts Run, our master plan won two or three awards specifically on sustainability. So from, you know, locating the axis of our office buildings so that we're thoughtful about heat gain
mm-hmm.
to, you know, noise issues. It's all about sustainability.
That's fantastic. I'm looking out my window literally right now down West Park, and right can kind of envision the Arbor Row concept here. And, you know, there's a lot of mature tree canopy along Jones Branch and West Park, and you think about preserving part of that and, you know, building inside of it. And you've got a really, you know, really, I think, interesting and great opportunity to create, you know, a neighborhood inside of mature landscaping with all of the amenities and walkability. And this almost has that kind of arcade feel, right, when you look down West Park. And I think that that's going to be a really fantastic development, certainly for this area. And we'd like more opportunities to go and walk and get stuff to eat and have folks live closer
exactly.
to the office, I think.
Exactly. So if you, you know, that promenade in front of Nouvelle, if you will, mm-hmm. just gives you, it's sort of like that first little taste of what Tysons can start to become. You feel more of a boulevard sidewalk, and you see mm-hmm. the streetscape, and you see the sustainability that's happening in the tree pits outside, and the connection to the buildings, what's going on inside. And so if you can imagine that continuing to progress down the street as it will, as part of the Arbor Row project, and then the connections to what's going on across the street, it will begin to feel very, very different. And then to be able to do that and walk across and down into that Stream Valley Park, again, there's opportunities like this in urban environments, they're very, very rare.
They are very rare. No, you're absolutely correct. And that's one of the great things that Tyson does have going for it. You've got these, even though it doesn't have your typical street grid, it's presented a lot of opportunities to really bring about the vision that you're talking about now. So I want to get a little bit more granular on the data and just ask you a general market question. So you've mentioned condos, and you got Sunny Small's project, and you've mentioned apartments. And I know that you guys are delivering on an as-needed basis. In your opinion, and there's been a lot of discussion on this, and I'll give you my opinion, if it matters at all. But in your opinion, in terms of apartment versus condo, do you see more upside on the condo front over the next 5 years, or do you still see continued upside on the apartments? Which one are you more excited about in terms of delivering?
Wow, that is a tough question. I mean, the financial markets are certainly more excited about the for sale product than the for rent product. But you know, and so I think that's a very I don't want to say myopic, but a very near term view. You're just looking, it's such a short horizon. Mm-hmm. You know, for me today, if we start a project, and when I say start, we've got CDP approval. On this project over here in Scotts Run, where we will come the first of the year, we'll have FDP mm-hmm. approval. And you think about at least, you're 3 years right. once you get that FDP approval to get out of the ground. I'm very excited to be delivering multifamily product into this market in that time frame. I think we will have, especially with that placemaking component, and mm-hmm. especially over here at this portion of Tysons. I think it's important now to start thinking about Tysons and the submarkets here. You know, we don't talk about rents in D.C. We talk about, NoMa, DuPont Circle, because it really matters. And that same dynamic is happening here in Tysons. So my excitement for this part of Tysons is not global to Tysons. I think
right.
here
okay.
with road network that's in place, and the opportunity for the placemaking. I mean, we have unparalleled access in and out of Tysons with the road network here.
No, it does. I mean, you've got ingress, egress, it seems like, at every corner to yep. public transportation, express lanes, hot lanes. You know, it really does have a lot of key access points.
Yep, and going back to that Jones Branch connector, I mean,
that's right.
on and off the beltway so easily, the express lanes, 66, the toll road. So I have a high degree of confidence and excitement about the multifamily opportunity over here.
Yeah, I guess one of the ways that I look at Tysons is that there doesn't seem to be a tremendous supply of condo or either demand necessarily, but I think that there's a pent-up demand, and not pent-up demand as in people are waiting for product to deliver. And I know that there's a component of that over at the borough and Sunny Small's project and a few others that are being contemplated. But I feel like once you start to have this placemaking aspect and you start to actually see these neighborhoods come out of the ground, whether it's the borough or, it's Arbor Row or Scott's Run, and people feel a sense of what I like to describe permanency in Tysons, I think that there's a tremendous upside on the condo front at some point in the future. And you're right, 5 years is probably a short time frame to answer that question. But I, for one, am bullish on condos around Tysons in terms of maybe the next real estate cycle, because I feel like once you've got that permanency in the neighborhoods and the placemaking, people are going to be willing to buy. And, want to hang around for a bit longer and see the value of that. So it's just my kind of personal opinion, seeing some of the boom that's in the marketplace.
I agree with you. And when you have a new place like Tyson's, I mean, well, it's not a new place. We had this, you know, we're the 12th largest CBD in the country, but a new place in terms of
which continues to surprise me, by the way. That's just incredible.
it's a great stat to drop on the
table.
It
is. It's great. It is great.
But you have this really, you know, Tyson's as a community. The first, the first early adopters are going to be renters. As they start to feel a sense of connection and home, they will start to transition into that for sale product. So I agree with you.
Okay. That may be on the next investment horizon. I have to go by be an early adopter of condo development here in Tyson's and get a jump on that. So I just got a couple minutes left, and I want to ask you a question, a bit off topic, but something that all of us in the commercial real estate community have been abuzz about over the last month or so here, and that is related to Amazon's HQ2, which there's a lot of speculation that DC is in the hunt, and a number of jurisdictions and developers across the country have submitted. Now, given the fact that you guys have got close to 50 acres, did you guys submit for that RFP for Amazon's HQ2?
Good question. we did. Indeed, we did. When that RFP came out, within hours, I was in touch with members of our Board of Supervisors and the county EDA because I wanted to make sure we had early buy-in from the folks that were going to be sort of leading that charge. And consistently, we had words of encouragement. You know, I asked for input. You know, how do you want to see our proposal evolve? What are the important issues to touch on, to stay away from? And as we continue to work through that process, we immediately deployed folks on the ground, you know, consultants on the ground in Seattle, to make sure that we could understand what Amazon is today and sort of translate that into what they might be looking for, what we might be able to offer them here in Tyson's. And we were feverishly working through that process from, you know, September when that proposal came out,
right,
until I think it was October 1st, I got a call alerting me to the fact that the county had struck a deal with Loudoun County, and Tyson's would not be part of the mix. That was a big disappointment. We did submit. We went ahead. We just had a duty to our investors. We'd already spent the money and manpower, and we completed our proposal and sent it in.
Yeah, it's disappointing, and I had heard that Tyson's was excluded. There's more than enough going on in Tyson's, but you know, it's also would be a big draw for the county, and I believe, you know, the county partnered up with Loudoun to present the CIT site, if I'm not mistaken, and essentially give that land as part of the incentives package on top of a few other things. But you know, in terms of the requirements, right, that were part of that RFP, Tyson's checks a lot of the boxes. So you know, I'm not sure how it's going to proceed from here, but who knows? Maybe you get a call from Jeff Bezos and he says, Donna, that's right on the money, we're coming.
we agree with you. We think it literally checks all the boxes. I mean, we happen to have 8 million square feet of approved development.
Yes, I know. You're going through the numbers, and I'm writing them down, and I'm like, man, that really fits nicely inside the box that they put in that RFP.
Just here at Scott's Run, so not even including Arbor Row. So that's what we submitted. We submitted Scott's Run North and Scott's Run South. And honestly, you know, when you look at our Stream Valley restoration work and that sort of really green environment that we live in over here and we have the opportunity to build off of, I think it looks pretty darn good, pretty compelling.
It is, you know, and I think it's really well positioned. Like you said, infrastructure for you guys is a key part of site selection. And man, you really can't get better than being tucked in between Reagan, Dulles. You know, you got Metro, you got 66, 495. Again, easy access, Jones Branch connector. I, for one, I live in Falls Church City, and I would love it if they if they picked that site simply because I could get toothpaste and deodorant delivered to my house in about 5 minutes. So that's that'd be a great addition to the economy
right
here.
There.
That's right. That's right. That is my own utopia. So anyway, well, Donna, this is fascinating. We got two pieces of news that you broke for us today, which we'll certainly write up about the senior living, the aging in place here in Arborough, as well as your submission for Amazon. We'll be keeping a close eye on that. And as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you. You guys are just, I mean, a really, really smart group doing some amazing things. And I love to be able to literally see it happening outside of my window here at Silverline Center. So thank you again, Donna. Matt, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you. Looking forward to it and doing smart things with the support of folks like you.
No, it's great. Well, we appreciate it. It's been a great partnership, and we'll look forward to talking with you on our breakfast panel here shortly after the new year as well. So we'll have more news to come on that.
All right. Sounds good. Thank
Perfect.
You.
Thanks, Donna.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.
And with that, that's a wrap. You just heard an exclusive Altus Group podcast interview with Ross Litkenhouse, Vice President of Strategic Development, who spoke with Donna Schaefer, a Managing Director with CityLine Partners, about the overall development plans and timing for Scott's Run in Arborough and Tyson, and as Ross mentioned, much, much more. And thank you both for the time today.